two elements together. And he was speaking life before he even rose from the dead again. He was saying, this is a finished deal. This is a finished meal.
Yes. And also, the blood, you know, in Acts says it was God's blood. You know, it says in Acts that this was God's blood. That shows his, you know, his deity. And the body was the Son of Man.
That's true.
Because it says in Acts, you know, that the blood, that was God's blood that was shed. So that's, you know, to me, that's always been one of my main things when somebody says Jesus is not God. They say his blood was God's blood. So.
Oh, yeah, because see, his blood didn't come from man. Mm-hmm.
It was from God.
Yeah.
Exactly. But we must have faith in this blood.
Amen.
Build faith in this blood. Come on up, Apostle. Come on.
Yeah,
he's just being a gentleman.
Build faith in this blood. When you take it, take this meal in faith.
Amen.
This meal is not going to do anything for you if you don't take it in faith. It must be taken how?
In faith.
Praise God. Y'all like...
In faith.
All right, I like that, Mary. In faith.
I just have to be the loud mouth of the
public. See, I have faith in his blood.
I have faith in his blood.
To do what it say it would do. And, Apostle, let me give you a seat right quick. But I just want them to know that they must take it.
In faith.
By faith. Because really what this represents in the natural world is just grape juice and bread. But when you take it by faith, it takes it out of the kingdom of darkness and bring it into the kingdom of light to produce and do what he says it would do.
Yeah.
Okay, Apostle.
And that is absolutely true. You know, the communion is holy.
Yes, it is.
And it should be. It's a holy thing. And it works. It's for our benefit. And when we take this, when we take communion, it reminds us of all that Jesus done for us.
Amen.
And all the righteous promises in his word.
Amen. Covenant.
We were studying St. John chapter 18. Mm-hmm. And we made it below where the man cut, the centurion cut Peter's ear off. All right. I'll start at verse 15. Now, there are times when in life that will be difficult because the war will be heavy. And that's where our communion comes in. That's where we have the backbone to stand. Now, Jesus warned Peter that the devil would try to sift his mind as wheat. He said, but I pray for you, and when you're strengthened, strengthen your brothers. In verse 15, it says, Simon Peter followed Jesus, so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door without, and went out that other disciple, which was known unto the high priest, that spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. Then saith the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, Art thou also one of this man's disciples? And he saith, I am not. And the servants and officers stood there, who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold. Thanks, man. and they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. And Jesus answered him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the temple, and whether the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing. Why askest thou me? Ask them which heard me, what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said. Jesus responded by the Holy Spirit. He will always commune with us what to do, what to say, how to react, what to do. And Jesus did it, and we're going to find places where his disciples did the same things. The Holy Spirit would give them what to say under pressure. And Peter is still unstable in his mind, but he didn't leave. He hung around.
That's a good point.
You know, that shows the division of the soul and spirit. In his spirit, he wanted to stand with Jesus. He was nearby, but his mind was weak. That's what Satan was fighting him. And this is the duration of time.
And you know why that was? Because they did not pray with him in the garden.
Yes.
He told him. He said, "Your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak."
Yeah.
I'm so glad you said that's right.
If he had really built himself up, he would have been ready for that, but he wasn't ready.
Mm-hmm. If you don't pray, your mind will try to get the best of you.
Yeah.
And if it ever gets in your heart, then you know God can't work. You know, this reminds me of Nebuchadnezzar and Herod. Now, they said similar things in their statement of pride. But Herod, the Bible went out of the way and said he was his mind was hardened in pride, not his heart. Now, Herod, he said it from his heart, and worms ate him. He died. Well, God was able to, he was able to work with Nebuchadnezzar because his mind was hardened in pride. He gave him the heart of a beast for 7 years. And when he came back, he had his mind right. His mind was strengthened. But before, his heart was still something God could work with, just like with Peter. And Jesus told him that the devil was going to try to sift your mind as wheat. And this is when he was doing it. We'll pick up at verse 22 next week. Because it's going to come on down to where Peter, when the cock crew, he remembered what Jesus said. And he began to get strengthened from that point. He realized what Jesus had told him. Jesus always warns us of things that's coming. And that's what I love about communing with the Holy Spirit. He don't just tell you the delightful things you want to hear. He'll show you what's coming. And I remember reading a warning. The Lord said, things are going to happen that's not to your favor. And then after I had gotten divorced, I went back and I saw a year before that what the Lord was warning me of. And, you know, he'll point out things. He'll show you things that's coming so that you can deal with it. All right. And so it was with Peter, and he did get stronger. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24, "And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." For as after the same manner he took also the cup. He took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." And we remember him by faith. The Lord, everything that the communion reminds us of, what Jesus done for us. And as we commune with the Holy Spirit, there's nothing we can't do. He's going to always lead you to victory in every way there is. To Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your people we have here, ears to hear. It's a blessing to have ears to hear and the desire to know you. Bless us to do all this in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.